Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is People Every Day. Coming up, taking you behind the scenes of last night's star-studded American Music Awards, inside the style, the big winners, and the wow, that happened moments. Plus, a tragic incident at a Wisconsin Christmas parade. And Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai has surfaced after international calls for her safety. It's November 22nd. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to People Every Day. It's me, Janine Rubenstein, reporting for duty this Monday after a busy night co-hosting People and Entertainment Weekly's Red Carpet Live special from the American Music Awards last night. Yes, my feet still hurt and my eye makeup is still on, but I'm here and happy to be. More on all that later, but first, some sad and scary news to discuss out of Waukesha, Wisconsin. On Sunday, at least five were killed and more than 40 others were injured, many now in critical condition, after a vehicle plowed into a Christmas parade. According to Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson, at 4:30 p.m. local time, a red SUV drove through parade barricades and struck multiple people. He adds that a person of interest is in custody at this time, and a family reunification center has been set up. It's a developing story and a heartbreaking one, especially as we head into the holidays. My prayers go out to all of those families. Well, moving on to an important update in a story we touched on last week, Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai has now resurfaced to say she is safe amidst an international outcry over her not being seen since making a claim of sexual assault against powerful Chinese politician Zhang Gaoli. Yesterday, the three-time Olympic tennis star had a 30-minute video call with International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach. According to an IOC spokesperson, Shuai was, quote, very clear in confirming that she is safe and well. She also mentioned that she will be taking part in some activities with friends and family and will continue to be involved in tennis. So Shuai also made an appearance at a youth tournament in Beijing. Definitely positive news here, but all that said, the Women's Tennis Association still questions if she's really safe. A WTA spokeswoman said in an email, it was good to see Peng Shuai in recent videos, but they don't alleviate or address the WTA's concern about her well-being and ability to communicate without censorship or coercion. This video does not change our call for a full, fair, and transparent investigation without censorship into her allegation of sexual assault, which is the issue that gave rise to our initial concern. Yeah, this story is not over. All right, now it is time to dig into last night's glitzy, star-studded American Music Awards. I was on the red carpet for People, and I can confirm that folks went all out for the occasion. There were over-the-top glam moments and barely there outfits. So here with me now to unpack last night's best looks is People's style and beauty director, Andrea Laventhal. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, you look beautiful. Very glam still. The hair, the makeup, it still looks good.
Thank you so much.
Did you ever go to bed?
I slept with my head on my fist.
I was going to say, you look really beautiful. I am not surprised if you didn't sleep because you interviewed Cardi B in mask. I would be so terrified. I would never close my eyes again. It'd be like Nightmare on Elm Street.
It was a pretty scary experience. I love her, but the look on that mask was very like weird and eerie and stone face, and she's laughing behind it.
It's so creepy.
It was just kind of like this distortion of like, what is happening?
So creepy, but also COVID safe. So bravo.
It was. It was the most glam. Yes.
Well, what's so funny?
PCP I've ever seen.
In what world would you ever expect Cardi B to arrive, especially when she's hosting, but at any award show, in a classic black strapless couture gown The creepiest. But
take it up a notch.
Gold face mask, the most giant earrings. I want to know how her lobes are feeling this morning. And then those, like,
oh my gosh, yes.
Exaggerated gold fingertips on the gloves with the veil. So she definitely brought the drama. I really appreciated the juxtaposition of the classic black gown with the crazy accessories.
You gotta love her, man. Well, okay, really quickly though, I want to get into AMAs and all of that. And she was, of course, the host. So we have to talk about Cardi and all of her looks from that night. But there's one story, though, before we jump into all of that, that's been just trending all over our site. It's top of mind. You have to break this down for me. Chrissy Teigen's eyebrows. So over the weekend, the model shared several videos to her Instagram story showing the results of her eyebrow transplant surgery. Teigen also warned teens not to overpluck their brows, which she says she did when she was younger. So I'm going to be honest, I didn't know this was a thing. Eyebrow transplant is just like eyebrows for women, like, you know, like hair transplant for men. I don't know
how you were spending your weekends, because everybody's getting eyebrow transplants over their weekend. So I just think you need to reevaluate your plans. So it's funny because an eyebrow transplant sounds way scarier and more intense than it actually is. It's no different than a hair transplant in that they take, you know, the follicles from an area of like your scalp on the back, you know, where you're not going to see it, you're not going to miss it so much. And they either, I'm sorry if this is gruesome for people, but they take a piece of the scalp and then they pull the follicles out of the skin and then they put it into your brows. So most important question everybody has other than why would you do this is how much does something like this cost? And the answer is it usually starts around $5,000. And goes out.
Wow.
So this is a major investment.
But what about when thin brows come back?
They're not going to come back. All right.
Low-rise
jeans. Guys, let's just not. Okay. The world is hard enough without all of us plucking our eyebrows into the shape of tiny sperm again. Let's just not. It's not a good idea. No one looks good with like
most horrible description.
Yeah. Like perpetually surprised and angry is how they looked. So they transplant it. You're awake. Okay. You're obviously numb. You don't feel
it. Okay. Now stop there.
What's interesting is it's not like a wig where they glue it. It's not like an eyebrow weave. It takes about 3 months, which is the natural hair growth cycle for the hair to start growing. But since it's hair from your head, it's going to grow like hair from your head, meaning it's going to grow longer, faster. So it's more maintenance involved.
Oh, so she could have like just full on.
She can
like,
braid them if she really
shag
wants.
Shag shades.
Sure. Sure.
Can you imagine somebody like kind of like just coming up with a style, because anything goes these days, and like braiding the ends of their eyebrows into their hair and just.
Or doing like an ombre brow where the tips are lighter.
Okay, I can't anymore. Okay,
so
AMAs.
It's a real thing.
Back to the AMAs.
I swear people do it. I wouldn't say everyone does it, but it's a thing. Speaking of it's a thing, we can go back to the AMAs.
Well, you walked me through Cardi B's outfit already, which was amazing. And wait, who was the designer again?
That she mentioned it last Schiaparelli time on the carpet. Haute Couture.
Schiaparelli.
Very,
yes,
very she fancy. That. She wore some of the like highest of high fashion designers last night. She wore Schiaparelli. Mm-hmm. She wore Vauthier Haute Couture. She wore Jean Paul Gaultier Haute Couture. She wore Miss Sohee at the end, that white look with like the robe, the hooded robe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. That's couture. Like she really went high fashion.
I just loved all the different ways she decorated
her head,
her boob area.
Her boobs and her head.
As well as her boob area. Did you notice like there were just different decals that were like accentuating
and she loves the feather. Like she really enjoys, like she's got
showgirl. She came out in that Trojan.
Yes.
Horse look in the very beginning.
And just
She didn't. I love that what she did in that she didn't have to like, you know, do any corny jokes or anything like that. Like she said, I'm serving looks.
Yeah, she's
and that is exactly
I'm wearing
what she
a full on headdress.
Well, we saw some pretty incredible looks from, you know, women in general at the show. So some very understated and then some over the top, as I mentioned. Olivia Rodrigo had this beautiful sheer bluish purple dress. And then JoJo Siwa was bowless.
Right.
And very grown up in all black. And then Chloe Bailey also looking just stunning.
She was
the
wearing
body, yaddy, yaddy on that woman. So who else stood out to
well,
you?
Well, here's the thing. It's not really a music award show unless somebody's like dress is slit up to their actual hip bone. So thank you, yes, Chloe Bailey, for checking that box with that really daring Mansoori gown. I mean, sexy, that was like, and her performance.
Oh my gosh, the performance.
I covered my husband's eyes. Like, don't you dare. You brought up Olivia Rodrigo. This David Koma dress, the way you described, it's like a purpley blue, like a periwinkle meets lavender. Mm-hmm. It was different, the color, you know, and the sequins and the feathers. And of course, again, because this is a music award show, we would be nowhere if we didn't have visible underwear, like undergarments.
Visible underwear.
That's
another
actually
trend.
Distracting.
Like, just, you know, like, remember how hard we used to work to hide those things? And now it's like, make sure you can see,
it's,
you know,
yes, it's
my
like
draws.
A status
Please.
Symbol. Like, look at my underpants.
Well, let's talk men though. We have Billy Porter with this bright blue suit with the umbrella because you never know, you know,
you
it's LA.
Know.
Maybe it rains know. In Southern California. And then BTS did varying takes on a great 50 Shades of Grey almost. There's so
they
many
were
of
in
them.
Louis Vuitton. Then,
Louis Vuitton with the belts. Yes.
Yes.
And then
very
Bad Bunny.
Fancy.
He had the monochromatic puffer jacket situation ready for the snow.
I just wondered if someone like Bad Bunny got hot. Like sometimes when you suffer for fashion by wearing like something really difficult to sit down in or slit really high, mm-hmm. that you might have a wardrobe malfunction. But like what happens when you're just wearing a lot of layers and it's like LA?
It was 80 something degrees.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I
80 something degrees. And I think I said that to him on the carpet.
What do you say? He was like, it's fashion, baby.
Well, I mean, AMAs, you know, they never disappoint. This is the show that gave us Britney and Justin's iconic denim on denim style. So thank you for taking us into this year's, Andrea.
It was my pleasure. And, you know, from me to you, your eyebrows are looking really beautiful and full. So
thank you.
Transplant not needed.
Next up, my red carpet companion, Jeremy Parsons, joins the show to break down all those buzzy red carpet moments and performances that everyone's still talking about. Stay tuned.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Well, although fashion is everything, we should probably talk about the actual 2021 American Music Awards show. That's why I've asked People the TV Show's Jeremy Parsons to join the conversation. He was with me on the red carpet last night, and let me tell you, we got all the buzz, all the tea as well. Hi, Jeremy. How tired are you today?
Hey, Janine, I'm very tired. I'm still not over Cardi B showing up with a golden mask on.
It was creepy, yeah. And awesome.
Yeah, it was something. But I loved how honest she was about like, hey, as soon as this is over, I'm going back home to my babies. She's like mama Cardi B through and through, even when, you know, doing these big shows and everything else, but wants to get home to her kids.
Oh, I love it. Well, that one came early on. So Jeremy, just set the stage for our listeners. What was the energy for the 2021 AMAs like this year?
I think a lot of people were excited to be back. Again, we've continued to say this every award show. It feels a little more real, a little more, you know, like things are getting back to normal. They had a couple little kind of pre-screened pits for audience members. So there were fans there. Mm-hmm. And the real energy came when BTS showed up. I mean, it was deafening streaming, and we were way down the carpet from them. You know, they were just so pumped to be back. They're going to be doing a tour soon, and they're going to be in LA at the SoFi Stadium for a bit. And then we asked them, what's their go-to? They have to eat. And they're like, McDonald's and Sprite.
McDonald's and Sprite, man. Oh, I'm not mad at them, actually. Well, obviously, we have to talk about the awards. So give us a quick overview of some of the winners of the night. Also, were you surprised at any of the picks?
To me, honestly, everything was about as expected. I think that the show honored a lot of the people that we anticipated they would honor. It's on by fans, and it has to do with radio play and streams and all that.
Yeah.
And so in some ways, you kind of come into it feeling pretty confident about who's going to win.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran, favorite male pop artist, of course. Drake, favorite male hip-hop artist, of course. Megan Thee Stallion, female hip-hop artist. And then The Weeknd, male R&B art. Like, these are all things, like you said, you just kind of, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that, how The Weeknd continues to sort of, like, reinvent himself. Mm-hmm. He just dropped a video with Post Malone, and I just love that The Weeknd keeps churning out music, and he keeps doing, like, you know, it's always him, but it's like fresh versions of him over and over.
Yeah. Well, what about the performances? Which ones blew you away? Because you stayed around a little longer than I did, and you got to see more.
Nothing made anyone more excited than when New Kids on the Block and New Edition took the stage.
Oh, yeah. You want to take a chance?
They had an energy. It was like everything we anticipated when we talked to them on the red carpet about how, you know, they were obviously pumped to get back together. They were feeling nostalgic, and they owned in the crowd, was on their feet. It was so funny when I talked to New Edition backstage after that I was like, look, you guys look down there. You got, you know, showing these young guys how to do it. And one of the guys was like, they looked down and saw BTS, and they're like, what do these guys know about this? Like, you know, they're pretty funny about it. How they sort of, you know, they paved the way. New Edition agreed that it was like a tie. The whole Boston, like, the Battle of Boston.
Oh,
they love New Kids.
I love it. Well, if anyone was expecting, like, a kind of slowed down version of whatever they did in the past, you got it wrong. It was so high energy and impact, and, like, the dance moves were all there. Like, you could pit them against their younger selves, and you'd be, you know, it would be hard trying to figure out who was who.
It was fists jumping around, excitement, and I think everyone loved it. I think that was, I'm sure that resonated for people watching at home as well.
Yeah.
I also love, okay, can we talk about Chloe?
Oh, okay, so let's get into it. Chloe Bailey.
I mean, Chloe, right, had mercy. A performance.
Ooh. Have mercy. I mean, she was just has a whole group of women behind her dancing. She has on this unitard that is just accentuating all Have Mercy. Okay, I'm going to say the name of it again.
Have Mercy. All of Have Mercy.
And the dancing.
Well, and you know what? And I loved when we talked to her on the carpet. We asked her about Beyonce. You know, she obviously, Chloe and Halle, for people who don't know, have they're sort of the proteges of Beyonce. And so Beyonce's had a hand in their career and kind of like guidance throughout their mm-hmm. career. And for her, as she branches out as a solo artist, and she talked about how Beyonce supported her. But you can see Beyonce's kind of fingerprint on it.
Oh, I love it. Well, and we can't forget, of course, about the red carpet. We had lots of moments on that thing. and it was so much fun talking to these performers. So what were a few of your favorites? And I'll tell you mine.
Cardi B, to me, I loved. I mean, I just love seeing that side of her, the sort of softer mom side. And she's opened up a lot about that.
It's a lot, you know. As soon as I finish this, I'm going straight home for my babies. You know, last week, both of my babies were sick at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
And it literally drove me crazy, insane, a lot of tears. But they both fine now, and I'm here hosting, working.
And I feel like I know that you're going to say your favorite moment. I don't want to ruin it, but I know what it is. I can't wait to talk about it.
Giveon.
That's right. Giveon.
Newcomer to the award show, five-time nominated.
It was great.
He was so great. I fangirled out. I'm obsessed with his voice. My producer, Julia, knows that. But I finally got to let him know that. So that was amazing.
You got to let him know, and he took it. He understood. He knew you meant it. We asked him about how, you know, he did the song Peaches with Justin Bieber and Daniel Caesar, and asked about like how Justin has been an artist that he's now looked up to. And he said probably the number one piece of advice in watching Justin is persistence. Stay on your track and in your lane. And that's what it seems like he's doing, and he's breaking through.
That was Jeremy Parsons from People, the TV show, on last night's American Music Awards. For more on this story, head over to people.com. And if you missed it, catch our star-studded AMA's Red Carpet Live show, streaming now on People TV's YouTube channel. And now, something to make you smile. Reunions are almost always emotional moments, and that was no different for one singing superstar who cried tears of joy when she had a surprise one recently. During her ITV concert special, An Audience with Adele, the singer was asked by Dame Emma Thompson if there was anyone who inspired her as a student. She reflected on her English teacher at Chestnut Grove, Miss McDonald, who she said was bloody cool, relatable, likable, made students care about their assignments, and more than that, Adele knew she cared for her students. So unbeknownst to her, Miss McDonald was quietly nestled in the audience. When the star realized she was there, the waterworks just began, and she invited her on stage. Here's how their reunion went down.
Hello, hi. Oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
So awesome. One person can really make a huge difference in your life. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.